Number 109. Lingering Stars. They pull up to movie premieres in their glossy limousines. They are lionized by society, in defiance of their oftentimes Lilliputian stature or ligeness performances. We liken them to gods and goddesses. They are the new royal lineage. We have scorned the lingua literati. Our new spokespeople need not be learned in linguistics, or even literate. We are no longer in awe of deities. Instead, we worship the human form, and movie stars are the priests of this earthly temple. Forget Michelangelo. Modern artists create living, breathing sculptures. A lissome body. A face with perfect lineaments. Lithe and limber torsos. Toned limbs with defined ligature. Large, limpid eyes. Although limited in genuine ability, we still give them license to go beyond the licit and behave in a licentious way, as though they were geniuses who needed depravity to create their magic. Would-be stars linger in their vicinity, repeating everything they say or do, as though it were the standard litany, or a password that may admit them into the inner circle. They hang around, waiting for an opportunity to forsake the anonymity that constitutes their perceived limbo. They would give their soul as a lien to obtain the right to be included in that celebrity A-list, liquidate all their assets to pay for the necessary transformation to physical perfection. Of course, many try to take the more linear route by succumbing to the libidinous desires of those limnetic creatures who inhabit the correct pond, so to speak. Though we don't need statistics to guess that this rarely achieves the desired effect. Most will see these dreams liquefy, and with the passage of time, as they become increasingly desperate and try more outrageous and exhibitionist methods to get noticed, their features will spoil and weather like limestone. Their once taut bodies become limp. I limb the literal truth now, because the truth is, hardly anyone makes it. Almost everyone who seeks the fantasy will fail, and protecting them from the truth with lint will only create more victims of this cruel game. We all know of them, those who have taken desperate measures only to become subjects for some nasty limerick, as opposed to immortalize in a glorious libretto. My linguistic tricks are sure not to deter the stubborn. But anyway, this is not an industry for the listless. It is for those who would liquidate everything to get ahead and succeed as new members of this stellar lineal dynasty that has existed less than a single century in order to become as ubiquitous in every home as table linen. Their libido is for fame alone, and they are as opportunistic for every opening as flowing liquid is to fill every space it meets.